The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus then said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. It's a good thing we can keep on saying. We could actually say that every day. And the early Christians had that as a greeting as they went on their way. Well, we're going to look at the good book, and we're going to start at the end. In Revelation, John has written about what he has seen. We saw it in our passage today. I'm just going to read a couple of verses for you there. It's in your bulletin, or if you can flip to your Bible there real quick, that is up to you. Revelation 1, verses 12 through 18 or so. "I turned around," this is John speaking, "to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest." This is good visual language. "His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters." I have an appreciation for that now. We got to get to the beach the other day. So the rushing waters, you hear nothing else at that point. It just crashes over the beach. "In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword, the word of the Lord. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. I was paralyzed. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I'm the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.'" Who is it?
Jesus.
John has written about what he has seen. In our passage today in John 20, John has written about what he has seen. John 20. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And what is their response? They're overjoyed. Why? Why? He's alive! Jesus is alive. They're overjoyed. You ever get overjoyed at anything? You guys are Lutheran. You don't get too overjoyed. Yay. I'm really upset. Your lows are not real low. Your highs are not real high. But it's okay to get overjoyed, isn't it? I kind of do that, don't I? He's alive! He is alive. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. It's okay, Lutherans, to praise with your hand a little bit above your shoulder. I'm giving you permission to be overjoyed with the Lord and the blessings that he has given. So the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. He says again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you. You got work to do. Receive the Holy Spirit." And he breathed on them. And he says, "If you forgive anyone their sins, they're forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven." So John has written about what he has seen. And what has he seen? Who has he seen? Say the Sunday school answer. Jesus, the risen Lord, who is not dead, but
alive.
Come on, Lutherans. He's alive! And it's good. All right. In the book of John, same chapter, just a little bit later, John 20, John has written about what Thomas has seen. Now he's talking about Thomas. Verse 25 or so, Thomas, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, put my finger where the nails were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it." You guys are giving me a load of hooey, whatever that is. And that's what you're giving me. I don't believe it. Well, a week later or so, 7 to 8 days, his disciples were in the house. Thomas was with them. The doors are locked. That's important. And yet Jesus comes and stands among them. He says, what? "Peace be with you." Says to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand. Put it into my side. Feel this spot where I was stabbed by the spear of the soldier. It is I. Put your hands here. Stop doubting. Believe, Thomas." And Thomas was a good Lutheran. He said, "Praise the Lord." Did he say that? He said, "My Lord and my God." And he was overjoyed because Jesus is not dead, but he's
alive.
One of these days you're going to get it. My question, I got several questions. They all kind of relate to one another. Is, what have you seen? Who have you seen? Have you seen him this week? Have you seen the Lord at work in your life this week? Has the Lord made a difference for you this week after Easter, last week when we celebrated and had the extra music, beautiful clothes, all these beautiful flowers that don't have the dinge of brown that they start to get a week later. And everything was perfect and beautiful. And we said, "Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah." And we were different on Easter Sunday, weren't we? We were like up to this level as Lutheran. And that's good. You were at a high point as a Lutheran. And I'm not just saying, I'm just kind of messing with you on that one. But we were excited. We were overjoyed because we have a risen Lord. And then the week goes on, doesn't it? So, have you seen him? Has the Lord made a difference for you this week? Tell me. Yes? You say yes. In what way? Helps me get through each day, yes. Joyce? Beautiful sunrises and sunsets. Yes, that's always good. Anyone else? Blooming flowers. They're pretty, aren't they? Men can say pretty. They're beautiful. They're beautiful flowers, and we're thankful for those things. How many of you got some of that breath today? Mine smells like coffee all the time. And it's good, right? It fills our lungs, and all of our nodes and things are filled, and all the oxygen goes through our system, and we are blessed in that way. Anyone else? Blessings that you received this week? Anything specific? Those are kind of general things that we always have, and we're thankful for those. Anything specific where you saw Jesus this week?
My friend and I went out after a long winter where she wasn't able to get out, and now she's in the hospital.
But you got to go out with her for a moment. Okay. Got to go out with a long-time friend after a long time down. So it was good to go out with her. That's good. That's good. How many of you got into the other side of the situation? The Easter lull. Spring break. You went through the long journey and went through Lent, going to the cross, got to the high point, the mountaintop, and then said, whew, we made it. Let's rest and not do anything. Time to just have flat, nothing, good Lutheran evenness. And the humdrum was there. And you got to take a moment and just be there. Maybe the devotion was not quite as what it was through the time of Lent. We were looking at passages every day and praying every day, and now you got past all that, so you can take a break from the Lord. You don't have to admit that. I know some of you out there might have felt that way. We get that way, don't we? And so we get even to the point of Thomas a little bit, and he's got a name that maybe isn't exactly fair. We call him Doubting Thomas. And we get a bit Thomas-like sometimes, don't we? We've had the mountaintop, maybe, and we've come back down, and we feel like we need proof. We want to see some action. We want to see some results of how the Lord has worked. Some of you might say something like this: if you're out there, Lord, show me the money. If you're out there, Lord, heal my daughter. If you're out there, Lord, bring faith to my son. If you're out there, Lord, give a new liver to my friend. Keep them from dying. If you're out there, Lord, quit letting these tragedies happen. If you're out there, Lord, what? What might you say? If you're in a time of doubt, what might you say? If you're out there, Lord, I'll let you fill in the blank on that one. We sometimes say that, don't we? If you're out there, Lord, help me. Show me your ways. Show me something. Later on, we say, thank you. In truth, because of our sin, and I love saying stuff like this because it helps me to see if you're paying attention or not. Your lives are messed up. Your lives are messed up. And it's all because of us, isn't it? You and I are Adam and Eve. We're just the same. We've sinned. We have done wrong. Things are messed up because of us. God had things perfect and we sinned. And now our world is filled with those challenges, those troubles, those tribulations, those trials. Our world is filled with sickness. Our world is filled with brokenness, with pain, with damage, with tragedy, and all those types of things. And so we need that visibly unseen God who did walk this earth and was seen and who is seen in his activities now of what you were talking about, where you say thank you, like Dorothy is saying, and you're saying thank you for your abundance, Lord. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the extra $100 on the IRS income tax return. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is. Thank you, Lord. And this is the same Lord that showed up for Thomas. This is the same Lord that showed up with the shiny hair for John. This is the same Lord who showed up for his followers, just appearing, peace be with you guys. What? There you are, Jesus. And this is the same Lord who shows up for you in ways that you know. In the Revelation writing that John was sharing with us, we see that the Son of Man shows up. That's Jesus. He's speaking with John. Jesus is shining bright, and he touches John, saying, don't be afraid. I'm the living one. I was dead. That's all right. It's okay. I was dead, but behold, I am alive forever and ever, always. Jesus shows up for John. In the Easter Sunday account, Jesus shows up for his disciples, and they're overjoyed. They're overjoyed! Jesus is not dead, he is
alive.
And looking at these passages this week, I noticed something important. In the Thomas account, I didn't really pay too much attention to this before. But Jesus shows up. He is there saying, Thomas, peace be with you. See my hands, see my side. It is I. He has these I am statements, these God statements. I am alive. I am with you. Jesus shows up over and over and over again. Thomas, stop doubting and believe. Dorothy, stop doubting and believe. Bill, stop doubting and believe. Owen, stop doubting and believe. Jack, stop doubting and believe. Scott, stop doubting and believe. Believe that he is showing up for each of you. He keeps showing up in our lives. Next question for you. Are you seeing Jesus as he shows up in your life? Are you seeing him active in your life? Is he there for you? Well, the answer to that is yes. Do you know it? That may be a no answer. But Jesus is there, whether you know it or not. He lives, right? And he shows up. So let us then seek him while he may be found. And may we be as King Uzziah, we talked about this in Sunday school today, as long as the king sought the Lord, seeking after the Lord, God gave the king success. Now that doesn't mean that we'll have blessings of the earth like money necessarily, but there are blessings as you seek the Lord, putting him first. God has blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing as we seek him and remember all the while that He, Jesus, is truly seeking us, even when we don't seek Him. He is seeking us as that good shepherd does. And He's here today, of course. We remember our baptism. We come and receive that very body and blood of our Lord. He is here in the present, in this moment, in this place, in this time. And we can touch and feel the food of heavenly foretaste of the feast that will come for us as we get to have that meal. Jesus is showing up for us this day in His sacraments. Jesus is showing up for us this day in His Word, His powerful Word, where Jesus is not dead, but He is
alive.
He is
alive.
He is alive. I'll share one last thought with you here. There's a great Gaither hymn. Any Gaither fans? The spiritual music. There's one that's been updated recently, and recent becomes an arbitrary term as you think about contemporary music. Some of my favorite contemporary songs are from 1900. Of course, you guys like the classics that are a few days older, from the 14 and 1500s, and that's good. Well, Chris Tomlin and Matt Marr have updated this song, "Because He Lives." And here's some lyrics for you as you ponder Jesus showing up for you. "I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, every fear is gone. I know He holds my life, my future in His hand. Amen, amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Let my song join the one that never ends. Because He lives. Because He lives." And it is true. Because He lives and shows up for us and is very not dead, but
alive.
Alive. Our lives are also what? Not dead, but
alive.
Alive. Amen and amen. We are alive because He lives. Amen. Peace, love, grace, faith, and life in Jesus be yours through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May all glory be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever and ever, the one who is alive. We are thankful. Amen.